This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is what we are not going to do today. We're not going to talk about Cyprus. We're not going to talk about the Eurozone or the deficit or lost productivity because of March Madness. No, indeed. What we are going to do is talk about big picture economic indicators, two of them specifically, that should give some reason for hope. Item number one, housing. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index came out this morning. Loads of city-by-city data in there, as always. Here's the takeaway headline for you. Last month, U.S. home prices took their biggest jump since 2006, which, if you do the math, is before the crash. Item number two, durable goods orders, big, heavy stuff, supposed to last more than 3 years. Orders were up sharply last month, a positive measure of American manufacturing activity. Again, a reason for hope. So we got that. In corporate news, there were some goings-on in the wireless phone space today. T-Mobile is out with a new pricing plan. No more locking you into one of those two-year contracts with steep early cancellation penalties. Also, no more subsidizing the cost of your new smartphone, meaning you'll get to pay full price. Complicated, just like a cell phone bill, huh? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman unravels it for us.
At my favorite internet cafe, are there any non-internet cafes anymore? There are plenty of smartphones out, including builder Andy Powell's iPhone.
I got it with the two-year plan. I think it probably costs $200.
Only not really, because every month he's paying AT&T a little extra to cover the company's subsidy. It makes that iPhone seem cheap at $200 instead of its actual cost of $600 or so. This is what T-Mobile is trying to change.
Finally, we have a carrier who's really being honest about what it costs to actually get a phone in your hand.
Maggie Reardon writes the Ask Maggie column at CNET.
Now people can pay for their phone up front or they can finance it over 24 months and they don't have a contract. Once you finish paying off your phone, then the cost of your monthly bill actually goes down.
Reardon says bills at T-Mobile will be lower than at AT&T and Verizon. Analyst James Moorman at S&P says those competitors have to make up all the money they spend on subsidies, but they will be watching.
If it's successful, sure, I think everybody'd like to get rid of the subsidy model.
But will T-Mobile find customers ready to plop down the full unsubsidized cost of a smartphone? Again, Andy Powell.
Yeah, whether I want to drop $600 for a phone kind of competes with a lot of other interests at the same time.
T-Mobile may find a lot of us like getting something cheap now and paying more later. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.